We will call the Board of Supervisors meeting to order for Wednesday, August 25th, 2021, at 8:41 on the clock. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meetings Act is on the wall to my left, attendance by observation. Jergens, Haxby, Schuler, Teeman, Dorn, Birthday Boy, Senator Byers, and Gary Lytle. Up first is the consent agenda. Approve the general agenda. Approve minutes of the meeting held August 11th, 2021. Approve all claims through August 25th, 2021 in the amount of $692,108.56. Accept claim number 21080138 to Beatrice Lawn Care in the amount of $665. And claim number 21080223 to Hard Rock Quarries, LLC in the amount of $6,250.20 to be voted on separately below. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve canceling check number 21070263 issued to Jerry Shelton, attorney, in the amount of $1,305. Approve utility permit number 1203 to Thor Electric, Inc., Adams, Nebraska, trench a 3.5-inch wide, 5-foot deep trench from right-of-way to right-of-way across the Birch Road, across Birch Road to add electric service to new grain bins for 10871 East Buckeye Road, located in the northeast quarter section 1 of Hanover Township, Township 5 North, Range 7 East, and southeast section 36 of Nemaha Township, Township 6 North, Range 7 East. Approved utility permit number 1204 to Windstream, Nebraska, LLC. They will be boring 2-inch diameter, 8-foot below flow line in north side of Greater Ditch for 400 feet to relocate buried facilities for Gage County Culvert Project C-34-1074, located in the northwest quarter section 4 of Logan Township, Township 4 North, Range 7 East, and southeast section 33 of Hanover Township, Township 5 North, Range 7 East. And approve utility permit number 1205 to Windstream, Nebraska, LLC. They will trench 6 foot below the flow line and south side of the Greater Ditch for 190 feet to relocate buried facilities for Gage County Culvert Project C-34-1210, located in the northwest quarter section 31 of Midland Township, Township 4 North, Range 6 East.
You said the northwest quarter. It's the northwest half section.
Oh, thank you. Northwest half section 31 of Midland Township.
I move to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Lytle. Any discussion or items to pull off?
What's the one on number 5? What's the reason for that?
What's number 5?
That's the check to Jerry Shelton.
He submitted a bill, and I think the way it was submitted up to county court, he said he got reimbursement from the state that it shouldn't have went through for all of it. So instead of him trying to write a check back, the auditors thought it'd be best, we'll cancel this one, then we'll just pay him for the part that's supposed to be paid for. That's the process.
Any other items? If not, please vote. 7 in favor, motion carries. Up next, regular agenda. Approve or disapprove claim number 21080138 to Beatrice Lawn Care in the amount of $665, and claim number 21080223 to Hard Rock Quarries, LLC in the amount of $6,250.20. This brings the total amount of claims approved through August 25th, 2021 to $699,023.76. These are two companies I own or am involved with.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Jergens, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Please vote. 6 in favor with Teeman abstaining. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Any comments from the public? Seeing none, we'll move on to committee reports. Building and grounds, winter lights.
Dave.
Good morning, Mr. Jones.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. We talked about one thing I did not bring up on Monday's committee reports. I was hoping to have a some information on a proposal for the WebEx in the boardroom area. I have not heard back from Diode or Joe Blackburn at this time yet, so I'll follow up with that, and hopefully we'll have something 2 weeks from now. We talked about a concrete ramp, the handicap ramp on the east side, still working on trying to get that completed yet this fall. Flags, Scott Bates asked me if I could come over, and Jerry Lampkin, commander at the Legion, and him, and I discussed the future of the flags. And according to Scott, he said that there is a lot of interest in people wanting to get their flags back. Display case out in the hallway, the Gage County Historical Society did agree to start putting displays in there for us, and then they would rotate them out every so often. So all I had asked for is if we could just get early Gage County history displayed in there, and they were excited, and I'm excited to have them do it, so that'll work out good. The tower was not picked up at Wymore, so I just this morning did give notification to the people that bought it that did not pick it up in time, just telling them that this was notification that we are going to list it on Purple Wave again. So as soon as I hear back from them, we'll document that they were given notification. And over across the street at the bus stop, it needs a little more grading there before we seed it. I talked to Kevin Traunick, and he agreed to have Mike Baer come over and just do the finished grading work, and Traunick will pay for that. And I think we do need a little more dirt on that north corner of the building. Yet there's a sinkhole right there, so get some more dirt in there. Alex Eckhoff, I'm going to meet with him tomorrow morning, and we're going to hopefully get going on the wall here pretty soon. He didn't give me an exact time of when he thought he could start on it, but that part there will be ready to, and that dirt is included in his bid, where he's going to raise that up and the wall will go across where the existing alley was. So hopefully that's all going pretty smooth. I did have Mike Baer also give me a bid to seed it with narrow bladed fescue over there for $675. So hopefully we'll have a nice fall and get that going.
Dave, on the flags, do you have any idea at this point how many are going to want them back? Is it pretty much all of them, or?
We're encouraging, I should say Scott, is trying to get as many back to the families as we can. We did bring up, it was in the paper, possibly the courthouse might have room for a few if we did do a display on ground floor. But because of, you know, limit of spacing, we're really trying to get them all back to their families, and
which is good. I don't have a problem with that. But if there's, you know, if we got 5, 10, you know, how, I guess when we find out how many we're going to have left, then let's figure out a good display plan.
Right. Yeah. I think that would look very nice, and there probably is some families out there where there's not anybody left. So it would be great to. But I just think it'd look really nice down on the ground floor. We have, you know, the couple memorial things down there, and just kind of build off of that and have that as our veterans memorial area.
Yesterday, as the wall that heals, the three-quarter replica of the Vietnam Memorial wall went through town, the courthouse staff, some of it went out and watched the wall go by on 77 for a few minutes. And Scott stopped and asked if we had any problem with that. And I said, I didn't hear any opposition from the board at all. Sounds like a great idea. Try to make something nice, like Gary said, not just hodgepodge, but maybe we can do something that does, you know, gives them justice.
We have a lot of wall space. I still always hope, I still have a few years before I have to retire, but, one thing I would like to do is get as much just good local Gage County history and things like that on the displayed on the walls. And I know that was a wish of Fred Karstens when he wrote his open letter to save the building back in the 1960s, as he wanted to see historical things displayed in the courthouse. So, and I think it's a great idea too. When people come in here to do business, if they can appreciate some things while they're in here. So, thank you.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
Equalization.
Nothing. Everything's equal.
Finance and insurance, Mr. Juergens.
Large ticket items. City of Wymore, quarterly EMS services, $10,000. Beatrice Concrete Sand and Gravel, Rock and Gravel, $32,302.78. Sat Brothers Fuel, $14,423.58. Straight line striping, road striping, $40,809.26. Visitor Improvement Fund, Beatrice Area Chamber of Commerce. Tourism Marketing Project Grant, $11,632.07. Engage County's portion of expenses, $31,799.74. Emergency Management Fund, City Beatrice, quarterly 9/11 services, $56,811.
You also have TELDOC member registration on your desk. TELDOC was something we have added this year. What that is for staff. You can call in instead of having to go to the doctor. They can triage you over the phone. They can prescribe drugs if so needed. It saves the doctor's visit, and under the plan, there's no charge for this. So this is something we're anticipating will help save money on the county insurance plan, since we self-insure, and hopefully be a convenience at the same time. Effective the first of the month. So hopefully it saves the county money, and it's more convenient. There we go. Also, do we have budget discussion on later? Mm-hmm. Okay, we won't mess with that yet then. Human Resources, Employee Relations. Nothing there. Law Enforcement, Emergency Management, Planning and Zoning. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning, everyone. Morning. Just two or three things. The new patrol cars, I received word last week, should be here within this couple weeks or less. Like the chairman indicated, we did have the escort for the Vietnam War Memorial, and that went fairly well. A few glitches, but nothing real matter. It was just traffic stuff. So a lot of people attended that all the way through, up there all the way down to the state line. Even the state line had a lot of people there. I mean, so it was well received. It was good to see. There was one more thing I was going to touch base on. Oh, yeah, I haven't got orders yet on it yet, but it sounds like I'm going to lose one more deputy to the military for a few weeks. We don't know officially yet, so that's going to put me down three with that, one overseas already, and then one going to the academy again for 4 months. So we're going to be hurting for a while. So if things look out of normal, more money to get spent, you probably know why, because I don't know what we're going to do. We're trying to work through that process. So,
but you've also got jail residents down, but you said
down.
With the prisons, do you want to touch on that at all?
Oh, yeah, that's right. We received an email last week, or I did rather, that because of the code outbreak they got going through the corrections facilities, they're no longer taking our prisoners currently. So it means if the court sentences them to state charge, they'll stay in the county jails until they open it back up again. So I don't know if we're going to have to talk to Roger if that's something we can charge the state for. We're just going to have to, I don't know. There'll be a lot of sheriffs asking that question, I'm sure.
Tell you, take care of prison overcrowding is just keep them in the jails.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, but that's about all I had. So, okay with you?
Perfect, man. All
right. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Sheriff. Road and Bridge.
I think approximately a week ago. I can't tell you exactly. Anyway, it was discovered that the Bus River Bridge, located north west of Beatrice, had holes in the piling. The bridge was closed for repair. we're still trying to come up with a plan for the repair work. So it could be a bit, because it's a, I would guess, a fairly substantial undertaking. North 80 Hooker box culvert plans will be done by next week. Van Kirk is scheduled for October or later for the Hidden Acres box culvert. Pavers is scheduled for paving overlaying in September. And once again, discussion on trees and mowing of right-of-ways.
Thank you, Mr. Juergens. Anything else for Road and Bridge?
I had a question on, when was the last time the Philly Adams blacktop was painted?
You want that here?
I would have to check on that.
Way to ask the new guy.
I wanted him to check on that.
Oh, I see. I see. Okay.
It was overlaid when, Eddie? I mean, armor-coated when? When was that done?
2 years ago?
I think so. In there someplace, so that would have been the time it would have been done.
Yeah. It would have, the following.
Next
year.
Yeah.
Starting to show.
It places that you can't even see the white line anymore.
Well, mow the ditches.
Oh, touche.
Gosh, Andy.
He's on it this morning.
We have a public hearing at 9:15. There's a sign up sheet if anyone wants to sign their names to talk at 9:15 for the commercial agricultural business to be located in the southeast quarter of Section 36, Township 6, Range 6. What township is this in?
This is what I had on the paper.
Highland, isn't it?
Is it in the Highland?
It's 6.
He's nodding yes.
Yeah, okay.
I do have a question for Road and Bridge.
Go ahead, Donnie.
Where's gravel coming from? The county's getting some gravel. Where's that coming out of?
Oh, Mark, will you come up to the microphone, please? Give your name for the record just as we're visiting.
Mark Kunke with Gage County Roads. Is coming from the PAL pit, or if that one is broke down or doesn't have any, they're going over to the Alexandria pit?
Alexandria?
The Alex pit, I think, is whatever they call it.
Is PAL the Fairbury?
No, that'd be Boyden. Powell's a town northwest of Fairbury, and Powell's a dry pit. Northwest of there.
Okay. Can the townships get gravel, those that are needing gravel? Or are they?
Here's the issue we're having again. We're hauling gravel from 2020, spring and fall yet. I think there's one for spring and three for fall. We pulled our trucks again. We should be getting about 4 loads a day. They went over the other day. They loaded one, drove over to the other pit. It was empty again. Drove back, waited in line for 2.5 hours, and finally loaded a short load because there wasn't even enough to fill a truck. So the production, I hate to say it, production sucks.
Jefferson County is really bad.
Eric?
Getting a lot of gravel, and they're dumping it fairly close because they're making rounds within an hour.
I think one of the problem is Warner Brothers are setting that plant up, and I can see belly dumps at night go by there. They're a handful, so I assume they're coming out of the Alex pit, aren't they?
No, they're coming out of Dewey's. So that's from, I can't remember if the office.
Okay, I thought maybe that was the reason. That's not it, huh?
No, they were pulling out of there hauling to Claytonia, and now they're pulling out of another pit because they got frustrated with not being able to pull material out of those pits. But it's bad. I mean, it's really bad.
Both those pits are fairly old. The machinery that they are to pump the gravel are fairly old, worn down. So when one breaks down, it's not long till the other one gets overloaded and breaks down.
The other day we had a truck there, number 6 in line, and they'd been producing. They produced so slow, that truck couldn't get material off the ground that day right off the bat like that. We talked about 5/8. 5/8 was plentiful, as these other areas, Washington, Marysville, the Kansas, northern Kansas counties, Republic, they evidently are having trouble in the south also, so they have turned to 5/8, and now that's starting to disappear also. So, I mean, it's not just here in those two pits. It's everywhere. Lancaster, they always got it from Ashland, Louisville. Neither of them even bid gravel this year to Lancaster County. So the bids came from Bellwood, Nebraska, Columbus. And some of the Columbus pits wouldn't bid because they're overloaded and they can't keep up with their normal markets.
Mm.
So it's rough everywhere. I mean, I see us going a different direction. I don't think this gravel issue is sustainable. We're going to have to switch to something, either another product or...
Paving roads.
Well, we can't pave all the roads, but geez, there's no aggregate. It's ridiculous.
Well, and aggregate's going into pavement too. So I mean, those issues. It's
Philly Township used that 5/8, and we like it.
Is it still holding up good?
Yep.
The drawback with the 5/8 that I see is great for vehicle traffic, but I think harvest will really see what happens to it. I'm afraid it's going to crush. And dust out is what's going to happen.
With the moisture, though, it seems like the water exits faster, and it gets hard when that...
Yeah, there should be enough
fines or
lime paste that kind of locks everything together with that moisture added to it, and then slowly starts breaking up. And then as the rock even breaks into smaller pieces, creating more dust, and water's going to, you know, bind everything together. But I'm just afraid when you start getting those heavy harvest trucks on it, it might not hold up as well as what we're hoping.
Is there a way to, okay, so this gravel's pushed down in there. That's hard rock. It's not breaking up really, or it is very slowly. Is there a way to stir that and bring it back to the surface? Because it's got to be there. It's just pushed
down.
It's
there. I mean, you could come in with a bow mag, but, I mean, we're talking...
Maybe not stirring that deep. Is there a way to just stir the top couple inches?
It's so hard, though. It just, I think you'd be really hard on machines to try to do something.
You would lose your base, wouldn't you?
You would, yeah. You know, who knows what's going to be underneath there? If you hit to something soft, you could hit a sand vein, could hit soils that are going to pump. You know, that rock there is going to create that base, hopefully with something to build off of from there.
It's a bad spot, though, Don. Trying to get gravel is tough. Some materials are available right now. The worst thing to get is gravel. And for the producers, gravel eats up ground. That coarse gravel, they'll go through an acre a lot faster. They can produce 47B sand and put that into $150, $120 yard of concrete, or they can sell road gravel that takes more resource up and sell it for $13. Everyone's opting to go with the 47B sand.
Well, the concern is that township has observed trucks hauling gravel, quite a bit of gravel, a lot of trucking, and yet they can't get gravel. And they don't know if it's, you know, like, well, if the gravel pits have gravel, how come they're not getting theirs? Is it because the trucker's not getting it to them because they're hauling other places? So there's some miscommunication or some concern there that should be remedied.
As for, I think, the way the townships come in and put their gravel allotment in, that is kind of first come, first served, the way Becky and Galen has explained it to me, which I think is about the best order you can, unless we do a draw of a hat and get everybody
Mark,
together.
That is correct. Down through the years, the townships, if, say, a township is a month late of getting their quota in where they want them, or mark the roads or bring the maps in where they want it, first ones in are the first ones served. That's the rule of thumb that they've used. So maybe that's an issue. I don't know, but find that out.
But the way it sounds, that the trucking's already been bid out and approved, and the gravel's been allocated to them, and they're just not getting it.
The source of the gravel is just not there. The gravel pits.
Well, that's what they were assuming, but then when they see gravel going other places.
But is it gravel or is it sand?
Oh, yeah, that I don't know. It could be.
It looks like gravel.
How can you identify it going by that fast?
Well, to give you an example, Don, we've bid gravel as a construction company for the past 15, 20 years. And I didn't even bid gravel this year because we can't get it. The stuff we're hauling now is based on 2020 prices. So we're basically where we'd be running 2021, 2022 prices. We're still trying to get those last ones done. And I don't think we even need to, but we want to get them off the books because they were bid, but it's all at those old prices. And then to go over there and haul two loads instead of four, I mean, it's not working because you can't get the material.
So this could be just different material that's handling. That's probably the case.
Correct. I mean, it could be.
You can keep going.
It could be rock coming from Barnston. It could be rock coming from sites.
Well, it's not rock. But sand or gravel, I suppose, you know, they can't tell from the road what is being hauled. I think they could tell whether it's rock or not.
They're placing it on the roads?
No, I don't know. I don't know. They're just seeing it.
Because if you see it down on, like, Highway 8, there's a new plant going in down mm-hmm. there. There's a 2A and 3A. Those are different types of, they call it man sand, that goes into asphalt. There's also rock and material that's being hauled down that way. There's a lot of aggregate moving. It's just the different classifications. There's also armor coat sand being moved right now still.
Well, I mean, in asphalt, you're talking, there's only, technically in asphalt, there's, I think, only two rock aggregates that are in asphalt. The rest of it's all, maybe three. And then the rest of it's all sand. You get man sand, you get coarse sand, you get fine sand, your quarter chip, your 3/8 chips. And then your riprap of recycled asphalt. So, and that could be some of it. What you guys are might seeing is the sands for all asphalt because Warner's hauling down there.
3/8 is also not available right now, so they're coming up with new mixes to eat 5/8 instead of 3/8 because the availability's gone for that.
Well, and then Sites was closed down with 5/8 too for a while, and I don't even. The last I looked at, there was a pile about the size of this podium sitting there at 5/8 rock. So that was a week, 2 weeks ago.
I don't know what the answer is. Last year it was bad. 2 years ago it was bad. This year is the worst I ever remember material supply.
Just a quick question. Not material, but with the bus bridge being closed, there was people throwing those road closed signs off. Did you figure out how to put that so that...
I've made, after our meeting on Monday, I've called Tim Baxter with NIRMA and got some suggestions from him. I wanted to put concrete barriers up to close the bridge off completely. He was opposed to it due to being a permanent structure and can cause damage to vehicles that are braking or running through our barricades. He suggested putting up some hay bales in front of the bridge. Because he said if he gets on the bridge and they decide to set fire to the hay bales, we could do more damage to the bridge. So he said he's seen that once in his lifetime. But put some hay bales up, put some barricades within 50 feet of those hay bales, and then still keep our barricades at the end of the roads. But he also suggested getting some trail cameras set up so that we can catch the people that are doing it and charge them with, he said it was a class 3 misdemeanor, breaking through our barricades and criminal mischief and all that sort of stuff.
Well, this is a long way.
I've also called Gus and asked if he had patrols in that area to maybe just swing by, a presence known. Tim also stated that if we did buy some trail cams, he would help writing the grant paperwork for that so that we can get reimbursed for those. I think that was a wonderful idea because I think even on the Bus River Bridge, we can use them on other sites for the dirt crew as for security, making sure nobody's getting to our equipment.
It's just with the structural issues, it's a long way down if somebody messes up on that. So
correct. I mean, based off what the guys say, there's barricades at the intersections, and then there's also barricades within so many feet of the bridge, and they're blown right by it.
he's you say you're opposed to putting up some Jersey barriers, though, or something?
He thought something permanent would be issues for insurance reasons. So hay bales.
What if a bridge goes down?
Correct. He just didn't really think it was a good idea to put something up there that could cause more damage, possibly death to somebody that's running through the barricades. Granted, I know I think we could fight it with barricades up, but could you live with it?
Well, and just point is, you called our insurance carrier who doesn't like to pay out insurance claims, and he's protecting his client, and I understand that. But, you know, like she says, we're concerned about somebody driving through that if another person removes the warnings. So
I mean, I like the idea of hay bales. We're going to close it. They're going to have to really work to move them fairly cheap.
Good to be in rural Nebraska.
We can.
Where are you getting the hay?
I don't know. What's the cost that we're going to get it from you?
$100 a bale.
Yeah. Well,
I can get it for $75 right now that I know of.
What are you feeding, racehorses?
but it'd be also a product that we can reuse in that area for when we're digging our ramps and whatnot. So, I mean, it's something that can be used there. We're just going to use it earlier as a barricade rather than
probably get straw bales. It'd be cheaper, and then those would be easier used.
So.
I've got a question just for clarification for Roger.
Okay.
If the need occurs for a township to follow up on somebody that's not in compliant for vegetation control, whose responsibility is? Is the township hire their own attorney, or do you?
Yes.
They hire their own attorney to follow up?
Mm-hmm. And we'll coordinate with them.
Okay. Well, based on the news article from our annual township board meeting, it leads you to believe that it's your responsibility to assist the townships.
Well, I said I would assist. I'm not responsible.
Mr. Chairman, we're at 9:50.
Yeah, there's two different things.
Well, that's what I need clarified.
Again, I'll help them. You know, we develop those letters for them, and we'll follow up if they have a problem.
They need to hire their own attorney.
Yes, townships have their own legal counsel.
We do have a timed event, and it's 9:17.
Oh, okay.
We're two minutes past.
We're done.
Thank you, Mark.
Yep.
And if we have anything else we can ask afterwards, I'd encourage you two to visit. But if there's anyone who would like to talk at the timed event, there's at the public hearing, there's a paper up here. I guess we'll ask we can go into the timed event first to the public hearing. I'd ask for a motion to go into public hearing at 9:18 to hear support and or opposition for the commercial agricultural business to be located in the southeast quarter of Section 36, Township.
I move to go into public hearing.
Second.
Moved by Byers. Second by Dorn to go in at 9:18. Please vote. We are in public hearing. 6-7 in favor. Lisa, could we start with you maybe just getting the recommendation from planning and zoning?
Good morning, everybody. I gave you a list committee kind of to overview Preston Oatman's application. The commission had their public hearing on August 10th. There were 47 landowners that were notified twice of this particular hearing date. There was no opposition presented at our hearing whatsoever. Galen's office had gone out and looked at the driveway and so forth for safety access entering on to 25th Road and saw no issues. So that was documented. And then through the review and the hearing process, the commission didn't hear any opposition. Preston actually offered his phone number to anyone calling in. He can address if he had any concerns. We had no concerns of any nature that came to our office other than just during the public hearing, of which there was none. So as far as the actual location and the land use, The statement that the commission finds that the location and land use will not be injurious to the use or the enjoyment of any other property in the immediate vicinity, nor would it substantially diminish or impair property values. And the reason why Preston had to come forward to go through the special use permit process, because it's a commercial agriculture business. So, and that lays within our regulations. So, questions?
What business is this? What's going to be in there? Is this chemical
application? So commercial agriculture, he'll reach out a little bit, but mostly temporary storage on herbicide and pesticides. So,
any questions for Lisa? Lisa, would you look to see if anyone has signed up to speak?
Other than Preston is here, there is not.
Preston, would you like to come up?
Thanks, Lisa.
I'll swear you in. You swear to tell, swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Will you give your name and address for the record?
Preston Altman, 603 Madison Street, Pickle, Nebraska.
Thank you.
Good evening. I'm here for tonight, today to request a special use permit for a commercial ag building located at 8053 South 25th Road, Cortland. The purpose of this building is to provide an easily accessible location for agronomy services and related products to growers in Gage County and the surrounding area. I plan to use this building as both an office space and storage facility for which I can base my operations out of. Pesticides would be stored temporarily in this building from February to approximately May or June of each year, with the remaining space used to house farm equipment during the remainder of the year. The building will be designed with necessary pesticide spill containment structures in place in accordance with the Nebraska Department of Ag and the Department of Environmental Quality. The building would not house any bulk pesticide or fertilizer containers, as all product that would move through the building will come prepackaged from the manufacturers. I chose this specific location for two primary reasons. The first being a driveway with excellent visibility, limiting any safety risk to myself, my customers, or others that frequently use this roadway. The second being a limited impact it would have on the view sheds of neighboring homes and properties. This property and its intended use would lead to a minor increase in traffic along South 25th between Buckeye and Highway 41. But the additional traffic load would not exceed one or two vehicles a day, and standard one or two semis per day, and standard pickup traffic during the busiest parts of the year. I have had brief conversations with a few neighbors regarding my intent to the site, but have not received any negative feedback. I'm looking forward to the opportunity to create a business here and to be able to provide a local, knowledgeable agronomy resource for growers in our area. And I hope you guys will afford me this opportunity. Thank you.
Any questions for Preston? Thank you, sir. Anyone else would like to speak at the public hearing? Seeing none, I'd ask for a motion to come out of public hearing at 9:23 on the clock.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Byers. Second by Dorn to come out at 9:23. Please vote. 7 in favor. We're in regular session. As within the past, we'll wait 2 weeks, and we'll put this on the agenda of our next regular meeting, and we'll vote on this. Doesn't look like you had a lot of opposition, Preston. Up next, ask for a motion to receive and place on file a copy of the valuations for the political subdivisions for 2021.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Oh, the subdivisions are all in front of you. Any questions or comment on any of them? Seeing none. Do you want a second to look through it first?
I already see it.
There aren't any questions. I would ask you to please vote. 7-0. Motion carries. I'd ask for a motion to receive preliminary requests for levy allocation to county board from townships, rural fire districts, Gage County Historical Society, and Gage County Agricultural Society. And those, have we received everything or?
No, there was two that we didn't receive, I think two townships, right?
But did those go in the same as last year's?
And okay. They did that the year before too.
This is basically just placing this on file that we have received them.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Haxby, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Please vote. 7 in favor, motion carries. Up next, approve or disapprove resolution setting final allocation of levy authority for the following townships, rural fire districts, Gage County Historical Society, and Gage County Agricultural Society. As of now, we made no changes to those from previous years. The Ag Society had asked for additional money. That's in there at a flat number. Gage County Historical Society, likewise. The townships, we've given them the same potential taxing authority as in the past, as well as the rural fire. So everything is just a continuation of where we have been. We haven't taken anything away. We haven't given anything additional. Of course, the townships vary based on their potential for asking.
Resolution 21-14.
Any discussion on any of these items? Otherwise, I'd ask for a motion to approve Resolution 21-14.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Dorn.
Second.
Second by Byers. Any discussion on these? Seeing none, I would ask you to vote. 7 in favor, motion carries. Up next, approve or disapprove the lease agreement between the City of Beatrice and Gage County for the probation office space. This comes due in September. I don't know if each of you have a copy of that yet. Roger reviewed this. What they're proposing is a 3% increase to what we were for the next 3 years. The last lease, there was a flat year and then a 3% increase each of the next 2 years. And Council, if you'd like to go over anything on this?
Well, in the past, they've always sent us a what I call a red line so we could look and see what their proposed changes were. And again, I would just suggest to the board that you look at a 3% increase annually. This is every year, 3%. And I don't even know if any of you have been downtown lately. If you need an office, I can probably find one for you real quick. So, again, we have a good relationship with the city, but I would just note to you approximately 3 or 4 years ago when we renegotiated this, they proposed a 3% across the board. We went back and says, come on. So that's all I'll say. They did replace the air conditioner over the course of this this time period.
We do pay for part of the repairs, too.
Oh, utilities,
part of them come to us. We pay for a portion of those
utilities. Quite frankly, it's a very good lease for both parties. But I just, you know, my whole thing, and after I took a look at this, was I talked to a couple of realtors that do work in the commercial area. And the lines are basically either flat line as far as commercial or decreasing because there's so much space. So we're responsible for our taxpayers, too.
Ms. Haxby?
I was just curious on rates of those. Like, are we fairly similar in the rates for others?
Oh.
As far as the base, where we're at now?
Where we're at with the city versus where we could be at in a different building.
Well, when this was initially negotiated, which was, I don't know how many years.
It was back when Ron Fleece was.
Yeah, it was before our time. But they took a look at what the square footage
time, so 11 years.
Was as far as the downtown area. And you raise a good point, though.
I mean, currently, what are we?
But just to give you, just going back on some of these, we don't have a square footage on that, but 08 to 2013, it was $18,000 a year. From 13 to 16, the rate was $15,600 per year. And then 16, 17, it was 3% increase. 17, 18, 3% increase. The contract from 18 to 21, which is this last contract, there was a 3% increase in year one. Then it stayed flat for the rest of the lease. So the last 2 years, it's been flat. And that brought us to this is the new one, 17,557. It would have been between 17 and 17,500 per year, getting closer to the 08 price again.
Don or Eric, do you know, do they pay utilities?
We pay a portion of those.
Yeah, we pay 25%.
25% for the whole building, though, you're saying, probably.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
And we pay the first 500 of any repairs.
Yeah, if there's any repair work. Yeah.
Which we have. They have sent us bills on those.
Which the public properties takes care of everything else, roof, things like that.
I mean, I don't know what this building looks like, but I would just be curious if it's comparable to another building, same square footage.
Well, it's the upper level, basically, above the police station.
For square footage.
Oh, I don't know what the square footage is. I was just curious, I mean, for what they do there, it's probably a good location, number one.
That's another plus with the police being downstairs.
Yeah, the police right below.
No probation already. Much more trouble.
Well, if you're on probation, you need a lot more trouble.
Well, and again, like I said, I'm not saying it's not a good deal for both, because it's the second floor. You got to go through the police department to get on the elevator. Otherwise, it's stair access. Parking, it's fun. And that's why I just raised that, is because I think it's a point that, you know, sometimes, you know, we get criticized for going into closed session. Well, we're saying some things that somebody may take an offense to, but you throw 3% out, I would propose to decrease it by 3%. You know, and again, I'm doing that just for the sake of argument. What's office space worth in Beatrice, Nebraska? Now, it's a very good enterprise down there. We've got a lot of people that have jobs there because we are a center. So, I just, you know.
How much money have we stuck in there as far as to, you know, offices and all that kind of stuff? Don, approximately, if you got any idea.
I don't know. I'd have to.
I mean, there was some work done.
Yeah, Dave did some walls and some doors and some remodeling down there, but.
I would say several thousand dollars several years ago.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, probation, we pay a portion of that. How many counties are in probation with us?
I think now there's like 8 or 10 in that district.
I think it's 8.
Eight.
So we spread that cost across those counties. We're the largest user, though, also. So any equipment that goes in there becomes Gage County property, but it's paid for across the board.
And we pay out of our regular budget some of the probation for other counties. They give us a bill and we pay for them.
Do you want to go into closed session for any discussion on this? Or
I was just reading a comment. People say we go into closed session for everything. Well, this is one. Basically, we're talking about negotiating
out in the public
a real estate lease here.
The counselor told me to go into closed session on this before the meeting, and I forgot, and we started, so that's my fault. We can give an offer if you would all like to offer something different to the city.
I'm just saying the board may be more comfortable in talking about what you want to propose. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if we're going to go any further detail on that, I think it needs to be in closed session.
I would like to make a motion to approve the agreement between the city and Gage County for probation office space.
Second.
Moved by Juergens. Second by Lytle. To approve the agreement as written.
Yes.
Sorry, Roger. I can only lead a horse to water.
I make suggestions. I don't. make decisions.
I didn't make a note. That would have been something I would have done. Motion by Juergens, second by Lytle, to approve the agreement as written. Any additional discussion?
I'd say stay out.
Question, comment?
You do what you want.
Yes, no?
It sounds like a good location. I don't, and I have no idea what commercial buildings lease for, so.
We looked at this last time, and we were, the last contract, we were less than what we could lease something new for. We hadn't looked at something downtown, you know, something to fix and use. There has since been more availability, but I would still say we're below where we could build something. I mean, don't you think that's fair, Gary, from what we looked at before?
Yeah, plus you got the added security in the location.
It is right there. Any additional comment? If not, I would ask you to vote. 7 in favor, motion carries. Usually it's me trying to hammer and save some money. Good job, Kelsey. Up next, discussion on fiscal year 21-22 budget. We talked about this some Monday, kind of went over some things. Like I say, the given is we will be at 50 mils. We know that because that's where we're at. What we're looking at now is where are all the dollars at? With the county adjustments, we've got a cost of living allowance number at 6.98 as of about a month ago. Our employees are within ranges. We've bumped them some. Our overall county increase looks to be 2.05%, so we're right around that 2% total county increase still. Last year, the Beatrice 6 payment, which is the difference between our county spending and that 50 mil, was right at $3 million, just north of $3 million. This year, we've added another $250,000 to that, so we'll be about $3.3 million plus any plus the money from the state and stuff. So the reason that has gone up is because we've kept our county spending to a minimum, you know, our increases to a minimum, and our valuation has increased Gage County-wide by about $100 million. I guess any questions? We haven't, you know, we'll have a hearing on the 3rd on this, and Don plans to have us vote, and then that'll be our final budget. We haven't gone through and picked out. Mark's budget is usually one that we pick away at some. We haven't pulled any equipment out of the requested equipment. Big items there would be truck and pup, I think, and then some other miscellaneous, two truck and pups. Two trucks, one pup. Those would be the big items. I would say the biggest items there. We picked up a couple blades this last year. But I guess any specifics you guys have questions about or anything you want to talk about? And, I mean, you can give us a call, too, Don or I. If I don't have the answer, Don will. If I don't have the answer, I'll call her anyway. But she's done a really good job going through this. She's got it all put together for us. We're it seems to work out, but
Eric?
Yes, sir.
You know, considering what's happening out in the real world, I don't like to spend any more than you have to anyway. 2% increase seems very reasonable to me for the county for right now. So I think it's
And I'll bring up also part of that is the work of the clerk's office. They brought in about $500,000 in reimbursements through CARES funds and other reimbursable funds during COVID. So the way our budget works, you know, that fills that pot back up so there's less asking. So that also helped keep that percentage down as well. It's less than real life increases, we'll say that. It's less than inflationary increases. guys have any questions, guys and ladies have any questions, give us a shout, and we'll visit. But we do have that public hearing on the 3rd for the budget, where we will vote that day, or we plan to vote that day.
Friday
at 10:30. You'll all be here at 7 o'clock anyway because of committee meetings, so.
Maybe.
All right, if there's nothing else for the budget discussion at this time, we'll move on. The only thing left on the agenda is the public hearing tonight for wind regulations. Anything the board has before we recess, because we will re-adjourn at 6 o'clock. Mr. Juergens.
One question. Speakers, what kind of a time limit?
3 minutes.
Thank you.
Is that okay with you?
That's perfect. That's what I was going to suggest.
Okay with
all
everybody?
10 times.
Uh-oh. Longer, shorter? Kind of gave a look like, we will have, Dawn doesn't know it yet, but she's going to have a yellow card and a red card. Yellow card will pop up at 2 minutes. It's your 2-minute warning. Red card, a lot of times I'm really bad about letting people babble because I like to listen. And
what?
Okay, I like to talk, so then I assume other people like to talk. So we'll have a yellow and a red card, and I'm going to try really hard to keep people to 3 minutes instead of letting it go on. I know Mr. Juergens will appreciate that. But that'll get maybe some of the pleasantries. We'll get right to the meat and potatoes and get the information we need to get out. But that'll be starting at 6 o'clock, so if you could all be here a little bit before that, I would appreciate it. Anything else before we recess? Do we need a motion to recess?
No.
Okay. Are you nodding yes?
Huh? What's that?
Do we need a motion to recess?
Chair analysis.
All right.
Taking a recess until 6 o'clock.
I'll make a motion to recess.
Well, we don't need one though, Eddie. we'll recess at 9:42, planning to reconvene at 6 o'clock this evening.